One often hears that a movie has won an award from the Sundance Film Festival. The station agent has three, including the coveted Audience Award. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says it deserves all of them.
The German philosopher Schopenhauer famously wrote that people and porcupines are very much alike. They want to stay close to each other for warmth and companionship, but they also maintain a certain distance to avoid pricking one another. The characters in The Station Agent fit that description exactly. The Station Agent's strength is that it makes its optimistic points about community, about the ways we're drawn to each other almost in spite of ourselves, with a trio of unlikely characters. But Tom McCarthy, a first-time writer-director with considerable theater experience, knew what he was doing. Having met his cast through his work on the New York stage, McCarthy wrote each part with a specific actor in mind. First among equals is Peter Dinklage, who brings charisma and contained emotion to the role of Finn McBride, a 4'5" loner whose great passion and escape in life is trains. Finn, however, is not an outwardly passionate man. After having endured every joke, every look of disbelief, every nudging reference to Fantasy Island, he has made himself as solitary as any cloistered monk, creating a buffer that's given him the distance necessary to survive.
Hey, what are you doing?
Searching the trucks for the company name.
Well, these are trains, not trucks.
The wheels in the trains are called the trucks.
What grade are you in?
I'm finished with school.
Are you a midget?
No.
My name is Clea.
My name's Finn.
Bye.
A sudden death leaves Finn with what sounds like a dream inheritance, an abandoned train depot in a distant part of New Jersey. Perfect for someone who just wants to be left alone. What Finn does not count on is the appearance at his remote outpost of Joe and Olivia. Joe, played by Bobby Cannavale, is a hopelessly gregarious man who operates a lunch wagon in the station parking lot.
Hey, Finn. Bro, you live here?
Yes.
Wow, we're neighbors. Nice. Hey, what happened to you?
Nothing.
Listen, you want to go down to the mill and grab a beer later?
No, thanks.
Well, you don't drink?
I do.
Well, you just don't want to have a drink with me?
I don't like bars very much.
Oh. Hey, well, how about I go get a six and we can have it right here?
No, thanks.
Next to show up is Olivia, played by Patricia Clarkson. She is a fragile artist, barely holding it together after the death of her son and a separation from her husband.
Who left you this place?
My friend Henry.
When did he die?
3 weeks ago.
I'm sorry. My son Sam died 2 years ago. Would you mind not looking at me right now?
McCarthy has an impeccable ear for what makes people individual. He knows how messy other people's lives turn out to be when you get involved with them, and he understands not only the risks to yourself when you do, but the cost to yourself when you don't. And that's what life and The Station Agent are all about.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.